not entirely sure what possessed you to enter her bedroom that night. You have an excuse, sure. Old time's sake, checking in on her, curled up in her childhood bedroom you left much the same after she moved out. Not quite ready to be an empty nester just yet. She's curled up in it, soft, warm, innocent but grown. The blanket ridden up in certain places where normally it wouldn't matter, in the privacy of her own home, safe, protected by the man who has only the best of her interests in mind. But that's not you, is it? When you walk into that room and you see the curve of her thigh, the side of her breast where her tank top's just moved a little bit to the side, her soft skin exposed to you. In that moment, do you still see your little girl? Or do you see a beautiful grown woman in a bed, in a home that's been far too empty for so long? You're a man. You have needs. And she's so asleep, you can't help but be curious. It's been a long time since you've been able to spend time together. Maybe not like this, the nights you'd fall asleep in the car after long rides home, and you'd bring her in, carry her, hold her safe, her little heartbeat fluttering against your hand. Time to spend together as a family. Nothing but you and her against the world. And right now, like this, unconscious to the world, it's just you. Not you and her, just you. A lonely man and a beautiful, beautiful woman you just want to catch one little more peek at. There's no harm in it. She'll never know. Right? So when you take a couple hesitant, wary steps closer, to pull the blanket over her surely, just to keep her warm. You momentarily pull it down. Her soft breasts. Her slow breaths pushing them up and down and up and down. That just that gradual expand. They're so tempting like this, the nipples peeking through the fabric. It's amazing how much they've grown. You know, if you just reached out, it'd fill your hands warm. And you could feel her heartbeat again. Slow. Slow. Slow, just a gentle touch, just a gentle touch. One hand and then the other. And then you grab the blanket and you pull it up and you leave the room just as you came. There's a sick feeling in your stomach, but there's nothing that happens the next day. And the next night, you sleep restlessly. But you sleep. Once more, she comes home a little late, a little drunk, a little silly, a little stupid. Taking the extra time she has to visit bars now that she's lost her job. So dead to the world. When you enter her bedroom, she's splayed out this time. Shirt ridden up, legs spread, the barest view of her panties just there. that spot that you're not quite sure if it's just the shadows playing tricks on you or if that's her. Is it a trick of the light, or can you see the littlest hint of curls peeking out from the edges of the fabric? Grown in so many ways. You're curious. And she's so dead to the world, she wouldn't know, right? Just how beautiful is she? Under those layers, and no makeup. Barely anything covering her form. She's been so cozy at home, just beat up t-shirts, sometimes yours, and her rush to move back in. Didn't manage to bring everything, and she's too big to fit in her old clothes you haven't had the heart to donate yet. So, t-shirt and panties, a t-shirt and panties, a beautiful woman in clothes that smell like you. She grumbles when your hand touches her side. Just a little readjustment, a little stir before she gets comfortable again. She's safe here, clearly. It's her childhood home, her childhood bedroom, her childhood sheets surrounded by the plushies that kept her company at night. Little watchful plastic eyes. But no human can see the way your hand grazes up her stomach, pushes the fabric up over the soft curve of it. You're almost startled by the way her chest flops out when you finally pull it up to her neck. Nothing covering her. Bare. Bare. Have you ever seen a more beautiful sight? The little girl who took so much work to take care of, all those extra shifts, those hours, those nights spent helping her with homework and helping her apply to all those jobs, and now she's here again. Looking for safety and comfort and a home in you when the world has failed her. And you're not failing her now. When you cup them. When you feel her. As your hands close around her and she makes a little noise in her sleep. A discomforted sound or a pleased noise, you don't know. It's hard to hear anything over the pulsing of your blood in your ears, your heartbeat quickening. And you touch just a little more, feeling the way her nipples peek in the dark room, rubbing against your thumb, a pleasant friction. And when your hands slide up and down her sides and she wiggles, some unconscious reaction to the stimulation. Is she sensitive here? Can she feel you, even in her dreams? Has she felt a man's touch like this before? Has she known? Been introduced to a boyfriend or two, but never that any that stayed long. And if your hand reached down, is that special little place, that little wet spot with a little button above it, so sensitive, and you're sure you could feel her heartbeat through it. If you reach down and slid a finger in, would she still be tight and pure? But no, 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 no. You can't, surely. You can't. But she's still asleep. She doesn't know. You're not hurting her. She won't remember. No one will hear the sound of the fabric touching on her soft thighs. You see it for a moment. That feminine little place. That hole of curls around it, the soft puff of hair. This is a grown woman. You're leaning down before you realize it, taking it in, one large hand pressing her thighs just the littlest bit more apart, putting your nose closer to it, taking the scent of her in. She didn't shower when she came home, too tired, too drunk, the smell of alcohol still on her breath. But here, it's musky, it's warm, it's alive, it's sensual. The smell, one you'd only have been able to find in her laundry before, if she hadn't been so helpful when she'd come back home, so kind, so sweet. Immediately picking up the chores as a thank you for helping her in her time of need. It's a needy little place, isn't it? Quivering in the cold air. Your hot breaths puffing against it. You can almost taste it on your breath. Each inhale. You've never been more envious of a snake. Just flick your tongue out and taste her without polluting her more than you already have, but she won't know. She won't know. She wakes up a little sore and sensitive in the morning. It's just hormones. It's not even a conscious thought before your tongue is flat against it. Lapping. Tasting. Sickly sweet and musky and a little salty. The curve of her body. The little ridges, your tongue gliding over, cleaning her off, taking care of her. Oh, you don't know how long you're there. It could have been hours, it could have been minutes. But when you separate, you are so fucking hard. You, her soft thighs on the side of your head from when they start to close and wriggle, but she's still so asleep. How can she still be asleep? As her spend is just dripping down your chin, how can she still? What a beautiful curl, so soft, so innocent, so vulnerable. You could do anything to her like this. And the next day, and the next, and the next, and as you explore, she never says anything. She never comments on the way the fabric of her panties has gotten a little stretched out. From your hand going under it, exploring, stretching her open on one finger, and then two and three. She never says. She didn't get a full night's sleep. She never complains. She never hears the door creak open. As you find your way into a room you've barely entered since she moved out. And now you're almost spending more time in it than your own. Groping hands, exploring, savoring the view of her. On the day she sleeps on her stomach instead. Her arms hugging a pillow to her face. Her cute little butt just peeking out in the air, soft. Her panties just hugging the sides of it. You run against it that day. You don't mean to. When you crawl into bed with her, it's just. You don't know anymore. You don't know. But she's not awake. Your cock is still in your boxer, so hard, the wet spot, leaving a little trail on the back of her bed, between her cheeks. She doesn't comment then either. Surely she knows. Surely. cry, but it just each day the temptation grows more and more. You learn what medication she's on. Is she on birth control? When you go to the pharmacy and you pick it up, is she taking melatonin, something other to make her dream such a dreamless sleep, so dead to the world, so still, so soft, so sweet, so vulnerable, so yours. The only one in her life, the only one supporting her, putting food on the table as she struggles in vain to find any sort of independence in this cruel world, so hard. It's just a little thank you she can give you, isn't it? Sure, she's taking care of the home, welcoming you, cooking for you at times, a pretty little housewife almost. No. But in the dead of night when no one can see you, and your cock slides against her thighs, the wetness of her pussy, still clothed, you can't bear to see it again, to know what you're missing out on. You can pretend, can't you? A pretty girl like that, all yours. You don't mean to come on her stomach. And perhaps that day, as you feel on her tongue, when you couldn't help but rub it against her lips after you cleaned it up with your thumb, they part so beautifully like that, suckling on it. She's applied to hundreds of jobs at this point, and still nothing. She's growing restless, bored, always being at home like this, practically needing an allowance again. But you say you don't mind, just keep trying. You're always there to support her. You're always there for her in the day, and she's always there for you at night. Her warmth keeping you company, even if she doesn't know it just yet. There comes a time where your self-control snaps. Really, it's amazing you lasted as long as you did. You practically know the scent of her more than her mother at this point. And when she whimpers, the first little glide of your raw cock inside of her. She still doesn't stir. You know she wouldn't. This whole time, as you've defiled her, as you've gone to know her, little bumps and freckles and warts, each one under the touch of your rough hands, and now you get to feel the softest part of her at all. Just to feel it. Just the tip. Just one thrust. Just see if her greedy little body can fit each inch of you inside. Surely this'll be it. Just one more thing, just that last thing, and then you'll stop. She clenches around you, weakly. Such strong muscles down here, you know how much better it'd feel if she was awake, but no. She can never know. She can never know. Does she feel the soreness the next day? Does she adjust in her seat? And the next. When you visit her again, and you grow rougher and rougher, body growing closer and closer to her again, she's on birth control. It's fine. Surely it's safe. She takes it so dutifully. You see the way the pills in the packet go disappear one after the other. It's fine. She doesn't know. She won't get pregnant. You're not hurting her. She doesn't seem sore. She doesn't seem upset. She's just dead to the world when you climb on top of her and spread her legs and slide inside for the fifth time that week. She doesn't wake, even as she groans and the bed ruts back and forth under you. Your knees digging into it, goes on like this. You can't imagine using your hand again. At what point did you stop seeing her as your daughter? Did you stop seeing her as a woman? Did you start seeing her as a warm, wet, greedy hole for you to rot your hips against? Do you know? When your conscience left you and you just turned into a needy animal? Can you name the day when that slippery slope, that logical fallacy became a reality? The thing that surely just one more, just one more, just one more. A logical series of events, wasn't it? You're just a man. She's just a woman. A beautiful, beautiful woman. Little features of you and that love you once had. Do you see your mother's eyes when you look at her? Does the guilt ever hit you? Or does it just make you harder, knowing no one could ever feel the same as her? The one you've loved most in the world since she was brought into it. Your precious little girl. Do you try and make her come? Do you want to feel that strong clench against her? Do you find that rhythm? Trying to hit those spots inside of her to be a proper lover? Because that's what she is, isn't it? She's your beautiful lady. Is she not your love? Do you not love her? Is this not how you show love? Making her feel good? Or are you using her like a toy and rubbing her clit so hard she feels it the next day, a little touch of friction, just her underwear burning, it's so sore and puffy? Do you make her come just to make you feel good? Why doesn't she wake up? Have you been slipping or something? What is wrong with her? What is wrong with you, you disgusting old man? But you still visit her night after night after night after night. It's such a familiar sight at this point. It's not even conscious. It's just instinct. Your blood rushing through your veins, going down, 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 harder and harder and harder and harder and harder and harder until she wakes up. How long until you register the weak press of her hands against your chest? Her cries going from soft whimpers and moans to pained noises, her confusion, her tears. Does it register to you? Do you still see her? Or is this just another night like all the others? Just because she remembers this time doesn't mean it's any different. You've already defiled her 100 fucking times at this point. You've touched her up even outside of the bedroom when she's fallen asleep on the couch. A little nap after an exhausting day of a world that doesn't fucking want her. Nothing, no one at her side but you. The only one left in her fucking life that loves her. The only form of support. And she wakes up to you over her, grunting and moaning and rotting into her so deep where no man has ever been before. She thought. She doesn't even remember her first time. She doesn't know it. And you've taken her 100 times since then. Don't you feel guilty? You still go and you move and you move and you use her. You feel it coming closer now, the tightening of your balls, the flexing of your shaft, the way her body struggles underneath you as you finally have to pin her down for the first time. Her legs squeezing at your sides, kicking out, her pillows falling to the floor as the bed moves under your combined effort and weight. But she can't get out from under you. She has nowhere else to go. What would she do anyway? She has no home outside of you. And as you slap against her, as you hold her down, as her words, her pleads fall on deaf ears, you come inside her for the 101st time. And you slide out. And she cries and curls out of bed. The place she's supposed to be the most safe in the world. you have a heart, don't you? Can't you see what you've done to her, the pain you've caused? Or are you gonna pin her down just the same way and make her pay her dues as your beautiful little pretty daughter wife, keeping the house nice and clean and cared for because there's nothing else for her left? And there's no one else for you but her. She's too perfect, feels too good, so beautiful, so soft. Surely you can't resist doing it again. Does she wake up earlier the next day? Does she try and stay at a friend's? Does she try and run away? There's nowhere else to go. Only that bed you'll crawl into again and again. She'll wake up sore, and she'll know why this time. She keeps taking her meds. She tries to sleep through it, and you never talk about it again.